Individual tragedies can easily go unnoticed in places like Pakistan, with its corruption, violence, and poverty. NPR's Philip Reeves tells us about a wife and husband who are victims of one of the cruelest crimes of all, and yet they're struggling to get anyone to listen.
This should be a joyous time for Zia-Ullah Khan and his wife, Shazia. She's a teacher. He works in a print shop. They're just starting out, and they've just had their first baby. Zia-Ullah says the family was so excited when their baby boy was born.
It was a moment of joy. Everyone came in with gifts for the baby. My sisters came to the hospital wearing their wedding dresses.
Shazia was so proud.
He was the most beautiful baby in the ward, and very healthy too.
Their joy didn't last long. Less than a day later, their baby was stolen. The couple say a woman, posing as a hospital staffer, took him from the maternity ward in the middle of the night. Shazia says she was asleep, recovering from a cesarean section. That was nearly 4 weeks ago. Shazia's still living in the ward. She's refusing to leave until her boy is returned.
People come here full of hope. I'm not leaving empty-handed.
You mean you're planning to stay?
Yes, right? Until my baby discovers.
Shazia and Zia-Ullah and their family have set up a protest camp on the steps of the hospital. That's the Pakistan Institute of Medical Sciences, not far from Parliament and the Supreme Court. The baby's uncle, Atika Rahman, shows me the signs they've made. There's a sign right here hanging on the wall.
Abducting a child from an innocent mother is an insult for the humanity.
For humanity, an insult to humanity.
Yeah. We haven't any enemy. We need our child back.
There seems to be no reliable data showing exactly how often babies are stolen in Pakistan. Police, speaking unofficially, say baby theft's fairly common. A baby was stolen from this same hospital last year and later found dead. Sometimes girls get switched for boys. Often, though, babies are just abducted. But why? Dozens of small kids in spotless blue uniforms are filing out of class. This is a school and children's home for boys as young as two. In this country, children face dangers of many kinds. Most of these kids have lost parents to sectarian attacks or in the war between Islamist militants and Pakistan's government. Security is a top priority, says Sonia Shahid, a philanthropist who runs this place. Sonia says she's often contacted by parents hoping to adopt kids. She believes that in Pakistan, babies are often stolen for childless couples.
Many, many women are childless, so they need a child. The only thing is she doesn't steal that kid. There is always a third person who get her that child.
And that's a criminal
enterprise.
That's
very, very criminal, yes.
Politician Zahid Khan is helping Zia-Ullah and Shazia pressure the authorities to track down their baby. He suspects the boy was indeed stolen for adoption. Selling someone else's baby to a childless couple is all too easy here, says Zahid.
There is no proper system of registration, so the thief will have the baby registered, saying, he is my baby. Nobody will demand a certificate from the doctor.
Police say babies are also sometimes snatched by gangs who use tiny kids as street beggars. And sometimes these abductions are about revenge or a family inheritance dispute. Zia-Ullah and Shazia aren't sure why their baby was stolen. Probably for adoption, they say. Shazia says it's definitely not because of a family feud.
I rule that out. No member of my family would do that.
Zia-Ullah believes hospital staff colluded with the thieves. The hospital says it's investigated and found no evidence of this. The couple's chief concern, though, is the return of their son. We'll forgive the woman who stole him, says Shazia. We just want our baby back. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.